I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hope your day is going very well. Welcome to Debbins on Demand. It is Wednesday, June 16th. How many streaming services do you have? Are you above or below the average? The average for Americans is about 7 streaming services per person. And I really would love to know how many people actually pay for 7 of those streaming services. Doesn't it seem like streaming service passwords, they're almost like currency now, isn't it? I'll trade you my Hulu for your HBO. Nah, I already got HBO. How about Disney Plus? Okay. It's a real thing. If you're like me and you still have a bunch of Beanie Babies from your childhood lying around, they might actually finally be worth some more money. According to a study, the amount of money they've been going for on eBay is up recently, with over a dozen different types of Beanie Babies selling for $15,000 or more, which is good because I've basically been banking on the box of Beanie Babies in my attic to be my retirement. Everyone was always like, oh, don't be too rough with them. Don't take the tags off. They're going to be worth something someday. So, I mean, I've basically, I've been assuming those Beanie Babies were like my 401k. I didn't even open a 401k. I assumed I had Beanie Babies. I do have a 401k. Don't be too concerned. If you saw or heard fireworks last night in the Henrietta area and you weren't sure why, they were shooting them off at the Dome Arena to celebrate the lifting of COVID restrictions in New York State, now that over 70% of the state has received at least one dose of the vaccine, which, of course, we need to get that number higher, but that's still a huge milestone and definitely worth celebrating. And also, I don't know about you, I just miss fireworks. I love a good firework. We didn't get a ton of those last year, at least the legal ones. There were a lot of people blowing them off illegally at all hours of the night, and I hated that. Anyways, I do think other billionaires should follow this example. Mackenzie Scott, who is actually the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, she gave $2.7 billion to various charities. That's on top of the $6 billion that she gave away last year. She says that she's concerned about the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few. Yeah, same. Very concerned about that. So kudos to her. Very, very happy that she did that. Less people want to buy homes, it seems. According to a survey, 1 in 6 Americans would now prefer to rent, according to buying a house, including 1 in 3 young adults under the age of 25, which I get with the prices of home being so high. Buying a house seems even harder these days. Also, my toilet broke a couple days ago, and I had to fix it myself. And it just, I love that I have a house, but it did make me miss the days where I could just like text my landlord and be like, send somebody over, will ya? And then I didn't have to worry about it. Here's another great example of someone overcoming hardship and achieving their goals. One of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind, which I did not know. And even though 90% of his vision was gone, he wound up directing 40 episodes, which is super impressive and just a really good example of just someone overcoming something really difficult. And I love to see that. And today is National Fresh Veggies Day, which as a kid, I would have hated. Although, as an adult, I've got to say I do love a good roasted vegetable. Some roasted broccoli, maybe some carrots, some roasted Brussels sprouts. Talk dirty to me. Have a great night. Another Debbins on Demand right here tomorrow or 3 to 8 p.m. on 98PXY, which you can always listen to for free on the Odyssey app or 98PXY.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.